I was in Hollywood trying to make it in the 70s, and my father, I had asked my father for money. My dog got hit by a car, and it was a $1,000 vet bill to keep her alive, and, you know, I worked out a deal with the vet, and then I called my dad. I said, God, I don't have this money. I was living month to month, you know, and so he loaned me some money, and I said to him, you know, I'm getting my butt kicked here. Should I come home? And he said, John, don't stop believing. We had this vision for you all along since you were a little kid. You're going to make it. Don't worry. This is just a setback, you know. And, you know, breakthrough is just beyond the setback. And okay, Dad. So I wrote it down in my lyric book and kept it with me for 5 years. And until I got to San Francisco, did I realize when Steve Perry said, we need one more song. And I looked in my lyric book, and there it was. But my father had said to me, and I said, that looks like a journey song. That looks like a journey song. And Steve Perry would love singing that, you know. And so I wrote the chorus that night, brought it into rehearsal, and they loved it. And then we just kind of wrote the song backwards, all three of us. Neil came up with the bass line and the B section, and Steve kind of drove the whole... It went, you know. We didn't know really what the lyric was going to be till the next day. And I had the title of most of the lyrics of the chorus, but we didn't know how we were going to get there. So we went backwards, and I shared with him growing up and living in Laurel Canyon in the 70s, going down to Sunset Boulevard on a Friday night and seeing the menagerie of hustlers and dreamers and stuff. And I said, what if it was like this, you know? And it was this small town girl and this city boy, and they were going to jump on a midnight train, you know, because Neil has this guitar line that sounded like a train going somewhere. Ticket, 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 ticket. I said, that sounds like a train.
Uh-huh.
And that really, that cued us in, and he totally loved the idea. And so it's like, you know, dreaming about making it, you know, like, you know, there's some will win or some will lose, and, you know, the smell of wine and cheap perfume might as well be the whiskey go-go, you know. and Steve and I were both singers in the Smoky Room because we grew up in the nightclubs, you know. We weren't like Neil Sean, who, you know, had the Silver Spoon and ended up in Santana at 16. So we didn't have that. We you know, had to slug it out there in the clubs. And so it was a perfect image or sort of concept for him too. So the two of us, you know, crafted that lyric, and the rest is history. We laid the track down, and it was the first song on the Escape album.